Hi, I'm Weldon.
And I'm Kendall.
We are
Geeks About Gaming.
Howdy, y'all. It's me, Weldon.
And yo, 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 it's me, Kendall.
And welcome to another episode of the Geeks About Gaming podcast, where we talk about a bunch of stuff.
You know what happened this week? All the Nintendo stuff.
Oh, Nintendo. You love them and you hate them and you you just... Man, that's a heck of a thing. But I sent you the link for the thing. I've been doing that off the side. I've been interviewing people from the G4 Discord, and I'm going to do my fourth episode.
Nice.
This next week. Yeah. And it's been fun doing it, you know, and people are so interested and stuff like that and reaching out. So hopefully, you know, it gets somebody's attention, but it's, you know, it's frustrating because, like, I know they're still looking for, like, a community manager and stuff. I'm like, well, I applied, but I guess you don't want to bother me with that. And then there's another guy that is, like, a good contender, too. But, like, I guess he hasn't got anything. And it's like, we can do it. It says 3 to 5 years, but we can just talk to us. All you got to do is just talk to us for a little bit. That's it.
Maybe I can do it.
Try it. I mean.
Because I have community manager, social media coordinator, manager experience.
Well, you should do it because it's still up.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have any of that experience in, like, video games besides my own projects, but
I mean, you know,
we'll see.
You should do it. I mean, I send in the thing and then I can't reapply, you know, because you already applied. And I was like, well, there goes that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know what sort of entry I would be able to get in with them now anymore anyway. So who the heck knows?
Are they still constantly posting jobs or something?
They do occasionally here and there. Mm. But it's just like all the ones they have available are just not, they're either like art, like, you know, like design work or like programming, which is not, none of those are my thing, you know, stuff like that. It's nothing that really.
Wait, what did you go to school for, Weldon?
I went for information systems.
What does that even mean?
that's a fair question to ask.
Remember when we were, like, both doing your resume, like, making it look so profesh?
Oh yeah, no, you made it look really good.
Yeah, what I was I was asking Nathan too. I was like, what is this?
And it's, like, so I just didn't know. So it's not computer science, it's not IT. It's like an amalgamation of everything. So, like, I learned a bunch of different stuff, but not enough in one specific thing to be well versed in one topic.
Oh, okay. So you're like the jack of all trades when it comes to.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. So it's like, I guess the ideal job is supposed to be like a systems analyst. You know, like, you're the person that make communicates with everybody and stuff like that.
I see.
But a lot of the stuff they have related to that, that I've seen, like, admin stuff and stuff like that still requires stuff that I don't know. Like, this certain, whether it's, like, a certain kind of programming or certain things, there's always something to it that a couple things I don't really know. Because programming, I had to take 2 classes of that, and I was terrible at it. I did better in the second year, or the second class, than I did in the first, because I had to do less actual programming, and it was more concept-based, and I did better on the tests. But that's not my thing. And then there's a little bit IT in there, but not a lot. It's like, it's a little bit business too. It is a little bit business stuff, like how to plan things and all that stuff. And
yeah. Okay. There has to be a job for you. There has to, like, that's going to pop up soon or something. You know?
I mean, also, I did write a whole page paper in college about video games, too. Yeah. Psychology and video games and violence, that old cliche topic. I had to spend my whole last semester doing that.
Yeah. I feel like I also did one. I don't remember what class it was for, but I was talking about guns and guns in video games, which kind of, like, was about violence, but it was more about just like, what is the influence of guns in video games?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I had to do mine because it was either that or do an internship. And I chose to do the paper instead of the internship. Did I make the wrong choice maybe at the end of the day? I don't know. But I was like, I was like, there was no gaming companies around except for maybe there was like Zynga. But I was like, Zynga does nothing that I care about. So why would I go there? And then the guy's like, are you sure? You might want. And then I'm over here now like, oh, yeah, I would have been like probably a manager at some sort of a company right now at this point.
GameStop. No, I'm kidding. Well, then you should have chose the internship. I'm just saying right now.
I know. I should have. But like, the other problem, too, with the information system is that, like, again, to apply to, like, the gaming thing, like, it was really weird because it's like, if I had to, there was no real set job for like information systems to do was the problem because it's like, I could have gone to that company as like, oh, a program or something, you know, it had been one of those things where it's like, they would have had to like somehow, we would have had to like force it to maybe like even make that work or anything. I just, you know, but again, like I was like in Baltimore and there wasn't like a whole lot going on. If I was in California where it was like, oh, at least I could have like, done something at Warner Brothers, or, you know, but, like, in Maryland, it was, like,
I see what you're saying.
Not
but
a
that's
lot
the
there,
reason you and I are both.
I was very against it at the time.
But that's why we're here now. We're
That's why we're stuck here, because we chose to write papers.
Yeah, like, what was I going to do in Arizona, you know?
I don't know. Yeah, like, Maryland, I don't know. I mean, there's Bethesda and stuff like that, I guess, but that was, like, too far away for an internship or to even bother, and at the time I didn't think about it, but
here we are.
Better late than never. We'll get there, Kendall. We'll find our way in.
Yes.
In the meantime, though, let's talk about Nintendo.
Man, you know, there's like some announcements I just like didn't it caught me off guard, like more like a lot of like the Zelda stuff. Legend of Zelda. I just thought we were gonna get something, and then they're like, just kidding, we have nothing for you except for re-releases.
yeah, you know, that's another thing. The basically what I've gathered from this Nintendo thing, certain people are happy, and I'll tell you why, because I know, you know, some people were like to whine and complain about the Smash characters and be like, we have enough swords people in these games kind of thing. But but my friend, he's big into Xenoblade stuff, and he was happy to see his characters, and he was arguing against that fact. He's like, yeah, I get the swordsman joke, but then when people start saying it like seriously, like, why do we have so many swords people? It's all the same. He's like, that's when I have a problem with it, because that shit, because then you don't know what you're talking about or really paying attention to what these characters do.
Yeah.
And then the big three things that were not present, right? As you said, Zelda, which we'll get into because I got some interesting stuff I've heard about that. And then Metroid Prime. And Bayonetta 3. That's the big three people wanted, and he got none of it.
Nothing! Dude, I have been a Bayonetta fan since, like, the beginning. And, like, she was my boo thing back then. And, like, she was my introduction to, like, weird anime-ish. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, hairs, clothes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but she had that like, you know, it was the start of that whole, like, oh, like, you know, women coming out, like, more bisexual vibes and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, my God. Actually, yes. And then we got nothing. Oh, man. Dude, she's, like, Peach and her are my mains in Smash. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, because that was the thing, right? It's like, the game got announced, but people were expecting some sort of release date for this thing.
Yeah, we got
right because like Breath of the Wild 2, like we like Kafka's, okay, they might do something that later, but
yeah,
you know, or something like that. But like, if anything else, at least Bayonetta 3 gets like a date for crap.
Nope.
Yeah, it's like the thing's done, right? They're done. I don't know. Like, if I ever get a Switch, that one of the first things I'll get is Bayonetta games, because I'm like with you. Yeah. I played maybe a half to three quarters of the first one. I really liked it. Never finished it, though, but I've always wanted to continue that series.
So you should do it on stream. I would totally watch that.
Oh, I will. I will if I, yeah, once I get a Switch. Because I've seen the first one on sale a lot. Like, I could get it on Steam or PlayStation, but I'd rather just wait and just have it all on the same thing, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'd be down for that. But yeah, Bayonetta, yeah, nothing Metroid Prime related. That's another one for a long time people have been wanting, and they're like, at least like a children remaster, tie this over or something, because I guess that is going to be a thing that's happening, but they keep wanting to like push it, I guess, and have less of a gap between that when the game's ready. And then, of course, Breath of the Wild 2. Okay, from what I've heard, like, I'm hearing split things on Skyward Sword being the one that they chose to release, like, but it's more in favor of people against it than people for it, but there's some people that are for it. But I've heard a lot of people against this whole thing, like, oh, of all the Zelda ones you could have brought, you pick that one. That's kind of like on the bottom tier. But then I've also heard some people, it's like, oh, but it's actually pretty good, and I like this. It's not appreciated. I'm like, I don't know who to believe, because I'm not a Zelda expert.
Yeah, maybe it is in the realm for me where it's just like, give it another chance. But I don't know.
I mean,
I didn't think we would need to give it another chance.
I mean, I just was like, the thing that got me, because I was like, oh, crap, they have the stupid controls, right? And it was like, oh, they're wiping the, you know, the Wii U's controls or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, but we're switching it so you can use the Joy-Cons or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I was watching it. It was kind of funny games. And Blessy's reaction to it was amazing, because then he was like, oh, no, not this. And he's like, oh, these controls too or whatever. And then they're like, oh, but don't worry, we've done it for a controller too. And they're like, oh, like he had a glimmer of hope on his face. He's like, oh, there we go. And then he's like, oh, but you're gonna use the analog stick to do the sword. And he's like, oh.
You're like, oh dang.
For goodness sake, come on. Button, you're like, oh, we're gonna use buttons.
It's like a roller coaster.
But yeah, now since then, I don't know if you've seen this, Kendall. Since then, like, there was a rumor that's been put up around that they are going to possibly do Wind Waker and Twilight Princess also this year. They just haven't announced it yet.
Oh.
That was a rumor that got stolen on Twitter from, I think it's a Video Games Chronicle and somebody else from somewhere else that did. I wish I could look it up on Twitter, posted about it. That might also be a thing. Because that's what people would rather, because some, I feel like people expected there be a port announcement, because it's like the 35th anniversary is today as of this recording. Which, happy birthday, Zelda.
Happy birthday.
35th, gosh, how about the stuff I hear more than that, and I'm just thinking of like my age, and it's like those, you know, those, both of those things started before I came out, but not much, you know, not too long before I came into this world. So like, those two, I felt like were the ones people were talking about. Oh, they'll probably do a port to tie this over in the meantime, because the anniversary is probably going to be one of these two. So then when Skyward Sword show, people are like, huh? You know? Or, like, you know, where's, like, a, you know, a 3D All-Stars version? Like, a combo pack Majora's Mask and Ocarina. And
yeah.
Something else.
I thought, if anything, it would be at least that. I don't know. Maybe we're not... Maybe it hasn't been long enough for them to do a pack like that. I don't know. Maybe they're more focusing on Mario stuff, which is what it really seemed like, that they were focusing on a lot of Mario stuff more than Zelda.
Yeah, I guess because, like, the first, you know, like, it's one of those things where it's like the Mario 35th anniversary is wrapping up, and then, like, because that was started last year at this time. And then now it's Zelda's turn this year, so maybe they're, like, milking that juice. I mean, that Mario Golf was big. That was a big one. That was, like, probably the biggest announcement of the whole thing, oddly enough.
Which,
that coming back.
Dude, I'm into Mario Golf. I've played the series.
I've heard people are like, Mario, because there's some people are like, oh, maybe I'll do another Mario Strikers or whatever. And then people are like, hey, no, we want Mario Golf. Hey, it's been too long, give us that game's fantastic, blah blah blah.
And here we are, we're getting it.
you're getting it, yeah. And it was weird, too, because they, like, again, it was like, I mean, there's Splatoon 3. That was, like, their final one. And, again, yeah. like, my same friends that I know are totally down with that. They love Splatoon. They're good mm-hmm. to go. But there's another half of the Nintendo fan base that isn't really into Splatoon, you know? And for them to announce, like, Mario Golf, which then might be even bigger than Splatoon, just, like, no warning, they just, you know, because they were, like, dropping trailers, like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh, 100%.
And then Mario Golf, they just kind of threw it in the middle, and it's like, oh, okay, this is a weird place to put this. So then after all this, Kendall, so now we are in the Zelda, like, 35th anniversary era starting now. When is Breath of the Wild? When are we going to get more about Breath of the Wild? You have any idea, like, what do you think when we're going to hear stuff about it? When do you think it's actually coming out?
You know what? I'm gonna say. Well, I don't know. It depends how long they're gonna. Is it in development right now? Probably. Are they gonna continue being in development for a year? Probably. I don't know. They just said that we're gonna get more information this year, but later, right?
I mean, they originally because remember they originally announced this.
Yeah.
Two Game Awards ago, because I was there.
Yeah.
When they announced it.
The fact that they're not giving us any information now is like, were they affected by, coronavirus? Who really knows? But I think that they're going to give us more information. Probably Comic-Con. It's probably going to take that long for them to just give us a little bone to chew on, please.
Yeah, you might be. Okay, now I got another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is like, this is starting to become a thing where I think we're all thinking this, but again, it's Nintendo and they always, you can never predict what Nintendo's going to do, which I guess it's like makes things exciting, but it's also, you know, people still hype themselves up for disappointment every time. Is it going to be released with the new Switch?
Oh, you know, probably. Yeah, probably. I'm not gonna lie though. I kind of thought that if they were gonna release a new Switch, it was gonna be with Fall Guys, and they were gonna release Fall Guy colors. That was my theory.
That wouldn't have been a bad idea. Well, they did announce Fall Guys.
They did, and that was me going, "Oh, it's happening! Oh, the Joy-Cons they're gonna be like orange and blue, or blue and pink and." Whatever, you know, and
but hey, you got your Monster Hunter version though. That's
dude, I'm actually kind of excited for that because, as you know, I watched the movie and it was so disappointing. So to have this announcement, just like, I don't know, it balanced it out.
Nice. Yeah. Then they did announce like the Zelda, which was weird. It's like it was a new console variant, like the Monster Hunter was, but it was just a Joy-Con variant for the like Skyward Sword, and
yeah,
I was like, that's
for sure.
I was like, that's weird. I don't know. And then they Zelda, Mario Golf, Splatoon 3. Are you mm-hmm. you guys are you into Splatoon at all?
My sister is huge into Splatoon. Like she literally was like playing Splatoon ranked and stuff.
So is she excited about the new one?
Yeah, not as much as I thought she would be, though, because I guess she kind of, like, I don't know, she was a huge fan, Splatoon 1, Splatoon 2, but then, like, somewhere in there, it started fading for her or something. You know, she stopped playing every day. Yeah, but okay. I don't know, she seemed excited.
Yeah, it's maybe one of those things, once it comes out, like, Splatoon's one of those, it's like, when you hear it come out and how people feel about one or the other, as far as, like, the multiplayer and how that works, that's kind of where that game shines, I think.
Yeah, and then we got a Splatoon character in Smash, so, like, they're always in the back of your head when it comes to Nintendo. Yeah. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's why we're not, I don't know, maybe that's why she wasn't as excited about Splatoon 3, because, you know, she's... Mm. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I feel ya. They announced a couple, like, smaller, a lot, like, smaller stuff. Like, the physical version of Hades is coming.
Yep.
They have, which, probably, people seem excited about this, that that game that people for the first 30 seconds goes, oh, this is Bravely Default 2. And then they go, oh, wait, this is Octopath Traveler 2. And they're like, no, this is not Octopath Traveler 2. It's a different game. And it's called Project 3 Triangle
Triangle or whatever. Something. Strategy. Wait, what is it called?
But for a first second, everybody was like, oh, it's Octopath Traveler 2. We've been waiting. And then it's like, no. And then it's like,
no, sorry.
No, but, I mean, I've heard from people that played the demo, they seem to like it. That, you know.
Oh, yeah?
People are seem to like, yeah, especially I've heard it's, if you were a big fan of Final Fantasy Tactics specifically, it's very like, so like, it looks like Octopath Traveler, but it plays like Final Fantasy Tactics. And that, Final Fantasy Tactics was the only game of that kind that yeah. I liked.
Oh, interesting. I'm just like not into these type of games. I see the appeal in them. I just don't know if I would play them myself. So that announcement did nothing for me. Especially did nothing for anyone who was excited about it possibly being Octopath Traveler. But
yeah.
Sorry.
Now, I guess you have to deal with Bravely Default 2 for now. and then they had, what else? They had, there was like one old school RPG that's coming on there, and then another one, the Mana series is coming on there. So for stuff like that, I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. That piques my interest a bit.
Let's see, what else? Plants vs. Zombies?
You know what?
Bro, what, why? Why do we, who's asking for this?
And it's like a, you know, definitive edition of like an older Plants vs. Zombie game that was somewhere. Yeah, that was my first thought. My first thought, because I was like kind of live streaming it and like commenting on it. My first thought was like, man, like I haven't heard anybody really talk about Plants vs. Zombies in a long time.
Yeah.
I was like, it's still going? Like,
who is asking for it? Is it like the Facebook cool moms who are now suddenly have a Nintendo Switch and they're like, look at me, daughter. I'm playing Plants vs. Zombies on my Switch.
It's like, I mean, I hate saying this because Fall Guys is great, but it's like if you're talking about Fall Guys like 6 years from now.
That, yeah, actually. It's, I feel Plants vs. Zombies, like they had a game back in 2019, right?
2018? They've been a lot. They've had a lot of games.
Yeah, like the official. Yeah, but then they had, like, it all started off with, like, I think Facebook games, no? Or, no, not,
I remember
not as far
having,
back as
like,
addicting games.
I remember the very first one I had, like a certain demo of it. And I think it was, like, Bottle Cap or Bottle
yeah,
something that made
it.
It
was,
and
like,
it
a
was,
phone app.
Yeah, and it was on the PC, but it was its own app. I don't remember doing it for Facebook. I got.
I'm pretty sure that was like. I'm pretty sure you could do it like as a Flash player or something. Anyway, who's asking for it?
PopCap Studios. That's the developer, and they have. I'm trying to see how many games they have. They have Plants vs. Zombies. Another Plants vs. Zombies. I guess it's a different, because there was one on the phone too, right?
Yep, the app.
And then they had Plants vs. Zombies 2, Garden Warfare, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2, Plants vs. Zombies Heroes, and then Plants vs. Zombies Battle in the Neighborville. Battle for Neighborville.
Okay.
That's 7 games. Man.
Okay.
I mean...
I want to talk about one thing.
Yes.
One game, other than Farmville.
Tell me about it.
Not Farmville. Other than Plants vs. Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Star Wars Hunters. Who is developed by Zynga, who made Farmville and Words with Friends. But Star Wars Hunters is supposed to be a competitive online shooter. And I don't know how what I'm supposed to think if I love shooters. That's like my fucking thing, right? I can't see a shooter game. You know what? I think I just have high expectations for it. I think it's supposed to be a little more chill than what I think it's going to be, but
it's not going to be a Battlefront.
No. But
I know what you're like, thinking. You kind of want like Noclip or somebody to do like a documentary, explain the process of how they went from making this kind of game to this.
The shooter. Like, what is the shooter supposed to look like? Because, like, based off the trailer they gave us, it gives me, like, a Fortnite feel where it's very, like, cartoony. And
is this Switch? This is Switch exclusive? Or no? They just announced it there.
I don't know, actually.
I'm going to look this up.
I don't know.
Because if it's Switch exclusive, like, how many... That's the thing, right? It's like, how well is it going to work on that console?
Yep.
Let me see. It's according to Inverse.com. It's coming out summer 2021, though. Oh, no. Soft launch summer 2021. Late launch late 2021. Switch, iOS, and Android. I mean, maybe it's like a Call of Duty Mobile. I mean, that does fairly well. Maybe that's what they're going for.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I think of Farmville Words with Friends, and I feel like you don't, I guess, they could do that, but it just feels and looks more like Fortnite. That's like the best I can think of it, because it's like cartoony, you barely need any anti-aliasing when it comes to like Fortnite, just because you don't need the graphics to be that fucking amazing. Or like, no one's looking at that game for the graphics. And that's what I feel like this game is going to be, maybe. But I also love Star Wars, and I love shooters, and this sounds great, but, like, I don't know how great it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't know if this is this, like, free-to-play sort of thing?
It is free-to-play. That's the thing.
Ah, so you gotta test it out and let me know.
I will. And also... I'm saying it's kind of like Fortnite, one, because of the trailer, and two, they said it's competitive, and it's online, it's free to play, and it's squad-based. So.
Squad-based.
Yeah, like, are we a bunch of stormtroopers fighting each other or something?
I mean, the only thing I can think of is, like...
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, unless it was, like, because it's not, Republic Commando, right? That was very squad-based, and people love that. It's like... Just make people want another Republic Commando for a long time. Just do that instead. That's kind of what it sounds like, a mix between that and like almost like the Division 2.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
So I don't know how that's gonna look. I don't know.
But I'm excited to try it out. Also, are we gonna get lightsabers in it? Because in the trailer, there's like a few people like rocking a lightsaber.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, and then we're going to have jetpacks in it? I don't know. I'm confused. How is this? Maybe this game is like a Spellbreak. That was also very cartoony, and that was all over the place. Like, people were flying up in the air. You're running fast. Lots of different ways to kill someone.
And that's the thing. Is this crossplay? I wonder.
I don't even know.
Because, like, if it would be crossplay, it's like Nintendo Online. You know, Nintendo doesn't have the best online, stuff compared to other companies. You know, people, I was hearing other people just, like, struggling sometimes, you know, to even... make sure everybody's together for one of the Mario games in the same, online, playing online with each other, much less a game like this. And then it's like, have those people compete with like the mobile people and like how that would go. And
yeah.
Is there any other game you're interested in, Kendall? What else? Is there anything else that stuck out at you from this direct?
Not really. I mean, so they announced that Outer Wilds is coming to the Switch, but I already played Outer Wilds on the Xbox. So was it? I don't know.
How was that game?
I really like it. It's fun, for sure.
Is it like chill? Is it like a shorter game or like an average? It's like a survival game, right?
Yeah, it depends how fast you are at solving puzzles, I would say.
Hmm.
Yeah, because there are, like, some planets, you know, you gotta do things, and, like, you gotta figure out where to go, when to do something, how to get to a certain spot. Yeah.
Hmm, okay.
So, yeah. You could just fly in your little spaceship, keep getting sucked into the sun, you know. Like, how good are you at flying?
Yeah. Yeah, not good. Not great. Okay, no, I was curious, because I was like, I had never... It's not something I was ever interested in. I liked Outer Worlds, which is... When both those came out at the same time, everybody's like, Outer Worlds, Outer Wilds, which one?
Oh my god, yeah, actually. Like, I kept talking to someone about Outer Wilds, and they kept thinking I was talking about Outer Worlds, and, like, weird. Yeah, it was a confusing conversation until we realized what was happening.
It's like when they release, like, basically, like, when two different studios release the same movie at the exact same time. And one's always terrible and one's, like, slightly better.
Dude, that the number one example I can think about that is, like, Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher with that movie. It was, like, almost a decade ago. It was, like, Friends with Benefits and No Strings Attached. It was, like, the same movie that came out maybe a year apart.
And we're, and you, like, know what? You know what? I never really saw No Strings Attached, but I like Friends with Benefits. I do.
Friends with Benefits was the better movie, and you don't have to watch No Strings Attached because it was the exact same movie.
And that's funny, because then that was, like, before they got together, and it's just, it's like, where are they? That was interesting. but yeah, and then, I mean, the Zelda thing today, Zelda 35th anniversary, they didn't announce anything special or anything like that, you know, who the heck knows when they're gonna announce if these other ports do exist officially and all that and everything else, who the heck knows, but Kendall, there's another anniversary that's also coming out with us next week, and that's Pokemon.
Wow.
It's coming up. People have theorized maybe they'll do something for that, where they'll do their own little direct thing for that or something.
Yeah.
People expect something's happening. Are we getting something? What's going to happen to that, Kendall? What do you think?
I don't care what they do, as long as they just somehow they drop Pokemon Snap that day. Just as a nice present. Come on! I know, they have to do something with Pokemon Go, right? Like, give you extra stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's still a thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, and, like, they did it COVID-friendly, where you don't have to actually walk to a certain place anymore.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, you can, like, air quote, walk there through your phone app, just by scrolling your finger.
Wow.
Yeah, they're trying to keep everyone safe. It worked out. Everyone's still having a lot of fun. My roommate says it's almost more enjoyable just because he doesn't have to go out in the cold or in the hot summer heat, you know?
Man, that's... I haven't played that. I mean, it's been on my phone since, and I think I maybe eventually deleted it, or it might still be on my phone, but I haven't, like, opened that app, I think, since I lived in Maryland.
Oh my gosh.
That was a while ago.
Jeez, holy shit.
Like, when was the hot thing? And I was like, all right, I'm playing it. And I was like, that's when back was doing construction. So I'm with all these, like, workers, and then they barely know what Pokemon is. And I'm doing stuff on the phone. They're like, what are you doing?
Okay, so I don't know if this is true, but I heard Post Malone is doing a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's doing some song or concert.
Is that true?
Yeah, they had a commercial with him, like, in it or something.
But yeah, this is what I heard. I haven't looked it up, but it's going to be a virtual concert.
Yeah.
And Post Malone is, like, the host, I guess.
Yeah, like, because, the commercial, they turned him into, like, a, you know, Pokemon, you know, like, looking person.
Yeah. So that is true.
I forgot that was happening.
Holy shit. That's actually, I really like Post Malone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I super duper love his music.
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. He seems hip and happening.
Hip and happening.
As some kids say.
Okay, so if that is true, then it's happening in like a week.
Yeah, the 25th anniversary of Pokemon is either this week or next week.
I think it's almost exactly a week from when we're recording this.
A week from Zelda? Exactly? Might be. Well, because those cards have been a thing all of a sudden. Everybody's been getting the stupid McDonald's cards.
Gosh! Wilden! People... okay, there's some cereal brands that have Pokemon cards in them. And I'm here to say that I'm pretty sure the Pokemon cards in the cereal boxes aren't like the ones you're actually looking for to sell. None of value. But people are literally going to grocery stores and ripping open the boxes to see what cards in them.
Yeah, that and then everybody, at least here in our area in LA, everybody, I could tend to see you how many people have been posting that, you know, the McDonald's with their cards or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And oh, I have to look it up. Let me look it up really quick.
It's Pokemon. 5 days from now is the concert.
5 days from now. Holy shit.
It's going to be on YouTube, Twitch, and Pokemon.com/25.
Okay. Yep. I got it. Okay. Are you fucking ready for this? Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Hmm.
Okay, I don't know who sold it, but there is an auction for a rare Charizard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was bought for a little over $180,000. Do you want to know who bought it?
Ew.
Logic, the rapper.
That would be a story to tell.
Why do you want that for $180,000?
Because we have money, and we have money and can do whatever you want with
That's
it.
So
you just
true.
Do it for the lols. It's all about the lols.
It's all about the lols. No, it's because he's such a big fan of Pokemon, and that Pokemon was a huge part of his life. But, like, can you just imagine having that amount of money that you could just do that? You could just spend that for a rare Charizard?
I mean, just, again, it gets the brain thinking. I'm like, where'd that happen to my Pokemon cards? And do any of the cards or anything that I have is worth $1 billion? I don't realize it.
Dude, why isn't Logic having the virtual concert? Why is it Post Malone? Why is it not Post Malone featuring Logic or vice versa?
Maybe because Post Malone's a fan too, you know,
true. But then
you don't
want to
stereotype a certain type of artist.
Whatever. Did Post Malone buy a rare Charizard card for $183,000? I don't think so.
No, that's true.
Post Malone, how dedicated are you? You have to prove to us that you're a big Pokemon fan. We're gonna gatekeep you. We gotta start spending money on cereal boxes to find the best valued Pokemon card inside.
And, like, I didn't, by the time I realized it was a thing, it's like, oh, McDonald's is like, oh, we're not giving these out to anybody no more. And I'm like, well, I'm not even bothered. Ooh. Woo. Maybe that burp came out of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, so I'm just like, and then I was like, well, I'm kind of mad. It's like, oh, this might be worth something in 20 years. But at the same time, I'm like, nah, they'll just be sitting around and I'll lose them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just like with Beanie Babies, where, you know, maybe in a few years they'll have value.
Yeah, I mean, hey, everything, you know, comes full circle, right? Because wasn't last year all of a sudden people were like, I'm looking Pokemon cards on stream and earning $1 million for doing that and buying $2 million worth of cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, anybody could do that, but people will give them money to do it.
You know what, Wilden? If I ever come into a lot of money, and I mean a lot, I'm gonna buy something ridiculous and just give it to you. but it has to be it has to be over $300,000.
Oh, there's a minimum?
That's the minimum now. I put the minimum on there. It's $300,000.
It's just like...
And then you'll be, why? And you'll be like, why? And I'll be like, because I got the money to spare, baby.
Pull up in this, like, I don't know, like, super duper, like, ketchup themed car and stuff like that with all this stuff. And I'll be like, but I'm not even that much into cars, though. But it's like, but you like ketchup, though. I got you. And I'm like, thanks, I guess. This is cool, but I'm probably not gonna drive this around. Well, if I ever come into money too, I'll try to think of I'll get you something. I don't know what. Hopefully, I would get us a studio so we can do this thing legit and hire people. And make us more money. That's what I would do.
That'd be sick. Oh, that would be so sick.
Yeah. So just. But yeah, Pokemon. Something's gonna happen. I believe something's gonna happen for that.
Yeah. Post Malone's gonna buy a rare Bulbasaur for $200,000. Why am I making fun of Logic so much?
Yeah, I don't know. It's he's doing his thing. You know,
I don't know why I am. I just think it would be funny if Post Malone's virtual concert was just an auction, and it was just him on eBay. Making his bid higher, and we're all just watching him. I'm delusional.
All right. Well, moving on. It's been how was your work day?
I know. I think I'm just so tired from work. There's so much I have to do customer service wise.
Wonderful.
Mean or weird.
Oh, you get. I want to hear stories.
I'll tell you later.
Off the podcast. Yeah. Can we talk about this other thing? We weren't gonna bring this up. We were talking about. We got a little bit of time to talk about it. Because you might be more to know than I about this thing. Because it's related to two things we've talked about kind of before, which has to do with like some first person, but optional third person. And survival, and that's this new Fall Guys, the new Among Us, this Valheim thing.
Ooh, yeah,
this thing
boy.
Is popping right now. All the cool streamers and real gamers and real influencers are playing thing.
Dude, honestly, we surpassed Rust so fast.
Very quick. Rust was the hot thing for the last couple months. It's like, oh, Rust is having a comeback. And all of a sudden, Valheim came out, this little company.
And everyone's like, fuck Rust.
And they're like, no. Like, G4 made that Rust video, and now they're probably like, crap. Like, we made that video, like, 2 weeks too early.
Honestly. No, it's a fun game. It's really fun because you can play, have your own server with all your friends. And you don't have to be together. You can just run around yourself, build your own place. It's like Rust, but more mystical, magical. It's fun.
And again, too, it's like a team of six or something like that that made it. That's the thing now. It's like taking like small games made by a small team, all of a sudden blowing them up, you know? It's just...
Yeah, which I love. That's amazing. Because like, I remember when Fall Guys won like best mobile game, and they never thought they would get there. Like, they cried.
Mm-hmm.
So I love these small games getting like the limelight that they deserve.
Yeah, again, it's another game. I saw, unfortunately, all the big popular games that would get me a whole bunch of viewers are games that I don't like. You know, and it's just like another survival game. Why? You know, because there's so many survival games, and like, I'm tired of seeing survival games, but apparently people are not tired of seeing survival games. And I get it. You run around and stuff happens, and it's entertaining with people, but then you gotta friends to get on a special server, or you can play online, but it's like, you know, and it's like, oh, if I want to play with anybody, no, you gotta be invited to our server. We don't know you. And it's like, well, fine, I'll just stick with single player, so I don't have to deal with all this crap.
No, just like, I don't know. Just hop into a Discord and be like, yo, who wants to play? You know, maybe we'll get a group.
Yeah, no, that's true. I could if I want. I do like the vibe. Well, what I did though was, and I should have, because Valhalla was on sale again, and I did think about that. I was like, you know what? I could play this, or I could play Valhalla Assassin's Creed.
Yeah!
That's more what I'm talking about.
There you go. You don't need these people. You can play by yourself.
That's right. Screw making new connections and stuff like that in this industry to advance a career or get a career started. Screw that. I can play by myself and create my own little, almost just said hut, but that's not the right word. Create my own, the little, not colony, but the little town, their little, because you can build that up in that game, right?
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
It's just like the amount of trees you get and stuff. Just resources, gathering resources, fighting little enemies.
Nice. So.
Sorry. Dude, my cat rubbed himself all over my face just now. Now I'm at like, my allergies are going crazy.
I just like that you said a chew audibly. You just didn't say, you're just like, chew. I'm just like, and then, you just regret. You didn't even like say it fast. It wasn't sudden. It felt like you were just, it was like gradual.
It's because I'm trying to stop myself from sneezing.
But, you know, as we wrap things up here, I would, I want to try to bring back a little segment that we did before a little bit just to test out. I do want to know, Kendall, what have you been playing recently?
Jurassic World Evolution.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was free on Game Pass? Or it was on sale? It was, I forgot what it was.
Might have been, was it on Epic? I think it might have been on Epic.
Oh, Epic. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I got it. Been playing it. So this during this quarantine, I've been like super huge on like that world building game. Like I was all about Planet Coaster. There's like this hospital one, and now here I am, Jurassic World Evolution. What about you, Wilden?
No, that's cool. I'm that's very. I haven't heard a lot of people. I know people have liked it. I think I've heard it's. Solid.
Yeah, you would only like those games if you like, you know, those type of games.
Yeah. I've been kind of jumping around. So I've played through the Devil May Cry series. I haven't played 5 yet, but I played 1 through 4. Skip 2.
You have to play 5. So good.
So I'm just waiting. I have this feeling that's coming in PS Plus for free sooner or later because, as you know, PlayStation has been putting these PS5 games out there, and there's so many that are only out, and the last few are like ones that are originally on older gens that got brought to next gens. So I'm thinking mm-hmm. it's gonna happen sooner or later. And then I started Asura's Wrath yesterday, which is it's crazy. It's short. It's like 6 hours long. It's not as button mashy as I thought it would be. It's a little bit more quick time event, but it's fun. It's just constant, just over the top, heavily anime inspired. I mean, they have like cutscenes, then they have like interludes that use the artwork for cutscenes, and then they have trailers, and then there's like episodes. And I'm like, at least like a third way through the game already, and I played it maybe like an hour and a half to 2 hours. And it's one of those games that's eluded me for a long time, for a lot of years. And I think it originally was on Xbox only, and then came to PlayStation 3. And it's gotten good reviews. I've heard a lot about it, and I finally started trying it, and it's fun. It's really fun. And I've also started playing, for the first time ever, my first Dragon Quest game.
Nice, nice.
Dragon Quest, the Definitive Age. I'm swallowing my pride a bit by using the keyboard and mouse because for some reason my controller was acting weird with it, but it's okay because it's turn-based. It's not like Tales of Vesperia where I have to butt mash.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying it. I'm really liking it. The orchestral music's great. The setting characters are great. And yeah, I've been doing that. Oh, also too, I'm a couple chapters away from finishing Yakuza 3.
Nice! Sick!
So I've been all over the place. Kind of jumping around. I'm also replaying the Tomb Raider games as well. I just finished the second one again. I'm going to play the third one here. Probably wait until March to give myself a break. And I've slowly started dipping my toes again into Cyberpunk and going back to that.
Dang, you're just replaying everything.
Yeah, well, that's the time, though. It's like, this is a good time to play, like older stuff I haven't played. And, you know, before all the big PS5 games or whatever comes out this year, right? Because, like, once, like, you know, that E3 season hits again, it's gonna be like all this stuff's gonna get announced for the future, but then stuff's gonna be coming in. And I'm telling you, Kendall, I'm torn right now. I've been more tempted now more than ever to pick up one of those Switches. I've already seen two people this week get Switches, and I'm like, I've been holding out this whole time for this Pro though, but I'm very tempted to get it now.
I still think you should hold out. 100% think you should hold out.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear. I'm going to wait for that Switch Pro. Just hope that comes out sooner than later.
Right?
That's right.
Oh, dang. We can talk for hours if we wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we could. You know me. I could go on all day long. But as we mentioned before, we're keeping these podcasts like a little bit on the shorter end and stuff like that. Again, guys, to make sure to check in our other podcast we did, the one right before this about G4 and Ben and stuff like that. And, you know, make sure to check that out, too, because we just kind of did a little relaunch thing. We also put a little thing up explaining where we've been and what we're doing coming back. So check that out as well. Again, spread the word. If you like what you hear, hit like, hit the star rating, share with your friends and all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Please share with your friends. There's nothing more you can do to support a podcast than share us with your friends.
That's right. And then, again, guys, we will be back in 2 weeks with our full new episode.
Woo!
But in the meantime, guys, follow us on the socials to get updates. We might give you a preview of something of the next week's episode and all that ahead of time is kind of the thing that we're doing here. But for now, in the meantime, guys, follow us on the socials to know when the new podcast episodes are up and all that jazz. And for podcast updates, you can follow me on Twitter at Wilden and on Twitch/Instagram at Wilden1990. That is WILLDEN. Kendall, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and guess what? I'm about to make a TikTok at Kendall Lynn.
Oh, snap, be following on that TikTok. Oh, yeah, I guess I do TikTok now, too, also.
Oh, my God, yeah. Do you? Wait, yeah. You know what? I did see you made a story on Instagram, and I think it was from your TikTok.
Ah, yeah. You know what? I did. I put the last two on. I don't want to, like, brag about this on the podcast, but so I started doing this thing.
No, this is what this is for. Plug, Wilden, plug.
So I started doing TikTok again, and this time I was like, oh, I'm gonna try this, like, do movie reviews and TV movies, like recommendations.
Oh, I love that.
And so I started doing that for my videos. I do them like once a week, but maybe I'll try ramp up it twice a week. And the last one right now that I just did is at 153 viewers, which is pretty good. It's pretty good. But the previous one before that, I had like 550 something views.
Yeah,
and then the one
boy.
Before that, I was above 600 views.
Yeah, boy. Nice.
So I dipped a little in this last one, but still pretty good. Yeah, so I guess people have been liking what I've been doing, so I guess I'm going to keep doing it.
Yes. We love to see it. Yes.
I'm becoming a Gen Z or Kendall. I can do
Woo!
It. Gen Z.
Woo, if there's a will, then there's a way.
That's right. You said it the right way. In the meantime, guys, we will see you on the next, or we won't see you, technically. We can't see who's listening to the podcast, or we'll be back next week, cut the thing. Just cut it. Oh, yeah, that's right. Bye.
Bye.